T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stephen Tidd in the morning here on a Wednesday, March 13th at 8:48. Three big things.
Three.
Growing list of countries banning the Boeing 737 MAX 8 from airspace.
Two.
A rainy day across Kansas Tuesday with more rain and strong wind predicted for today.
One.
Wichita State University President John Bardo dead at the age of 70. Three big things, Stephen Tidd on KNSS.
And this morning, those roadways wet, and they're probably going to be wet off and on all day today. Remember, that does affect your stopping distance out there. And another important thing to remember is if you've got those windshield wipers on, you do have to have your headlights on. Make sure those other drivers out there can see you. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jed Chambers.
Cloudy and windy with a 90% chance for showers and storms today at a high of 68 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight and tomorrow, overnight low 38. Thursday's high 44. Now rain, fog 57 degrees. South wind gusting to 35 miles per hour. And the KNS Weather Center radar now showing we are on the tail end of this system that's been moving from southwest to northeast across Kansas. Huge area clear up to Kansas City now. We're on the back end of that. We should see a break in the rain here, possibly in the next few minutes. Coming up at 9 o'clock on the Glenn Beck program, famous actresses paid bundles of money to bribe their kids' way into college. Operation Varsity Blues are going to talk about that with Glenn Beck this morning here on KNSS. You know, sometimes it's difficult to forget bad memories.
This is House Call for Health. It can be hard to remember certain things, but it can be even harder to forget. A new study finds it takes more mental energy to unremember something, especially if it's something big. For instance, the pitcher who gives up the game-winning home run may want to put that moment out of his head. And more seriously, researchers say people who experience traumatic events can benefit if they can stop thinking about what happened. Writing in the journal Neuroscience, the researchers say there is a, quote, sweet spot of brain activity needed to actively forget something. They say if you try too hard, it will only strengthen the memory. Not enough mental energy and nothing happens. But they say a moderate amount of mental effort seems to work best. You know the expression, quote, I never forget a face? The researchers say someone's face is the easiest thing to forget. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. If you won or were given enough money to retire on, would you quit your job? Say you hit the big Powerball or something. No, I'd keep working, 37%. Yes, as soon as possible, 63%. If you'd like to participate in the Steve and Ted poll question, it's right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Fallout after the Boeing jet crash in Ethiopia. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the groundings of the 737 MAX aircraft around the world. The FAA has not ordered a grounding, but on Tuesday, aviation authorities in Europe announced suspension of all 737 flights on the continent. That includes flights by airlines in other countries into Europe. One of the airplanes crashed last weekend, another crashed in October. Experts say business owners and managers should watch out for the new overtime rule proposed by the U.S. Department of Labor. The proposal raises the minimum salary required to be exempt from overtime. It would go from $23,660 a year to $35,308 a year. If approved, the rule could go into effect January 1st. The parent company of the area Dillon stores saw stock prices drop after last week's fourth quarter earnings report. One analyst says Kroger's long-term targets are looking like more of a pipe dream. While he's kept his buy rating on the stock, he lowered his 12-month price target from $34 a share to $29. The analyst also says Kroger's sales, same-store sales, are improving. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, Bill, what happened on this date in 1990?
Well,
a hint.
It was a big day.
Weather.
You bet. The
Heston tornado. Yeah.
Yep.
Did you know that? Were you stalling there a little bit, or did you?
No, I knew that. That's a date that is imprinted in my brain.
Yeah, it's not it's not a happy day, but, we had a couple of F5s hitting up in Harvey County. And you remember the day? What were you doing that day? Covering weather, I'll bet.
Well, I was covering weather. I anchored the afternoon and then handed over to Big Dan to take over the main part of it. I heard that John Wright was doing play-by-play of that dang thing going through Heston. I thought, I better get up there. So I was up there for the rest of the night till about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Did that actually, that Pizza Hut was, did it actually hit the Pizza Hut on the west side?
Just about, yeah. It damaged it, that's for sure.
Well, then I guess it was an F5, and then it got kind of ingested into another F5 that went up to around Marion Lake as well. So
right. Yeah.
There was a total of National Weather Service is saying there were a total of 19 tornadoes reported in South Central Kansas that day.
That was a bad day.
Tough day. All right. That was on this date in 1990. All right. Thank you, Bill. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS, our news at the top of the hour. WSU President John Bardo has died. We'll have the story on that coming up at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.